everyone. This is Christina with On Request Magazine, and I'm here today to give you our audio review of the Goldwyn Experiment's new release, Avenue B. So just to start out, anyone who has ever visited our site knows that we really love artists that go outside of the box or mix genres, do something different than what you hear all the time out on the radio. So being aware of that, you can see with this new one that we're about to talk about, they really fit that criteria to a T. The appreciation goes even further when an artist steps up and combines elements that no one would imagine could so perfectly fit together. The Goldwyn Experiment does this and so much more on their recent release, Avenue B. The man behind the Goldwyn Experiment is Goldwyn Thandrayan, an artist born on the island of Mauritius, whose life and travels have taken him all over and expanded his musical repertoire. At the age of 16, he started playing guitar and quickly formed a band, playing classics from some of the greatest rock acts out there, bands like Zeppelin and Iron Maiden, Guns N' Roses, Deep Purple, and so on. While these bands were household names most of the world over, they weren't so popular on the island of Mauritius. After graduating high school, Goldwyn headed over to the U.S. and attended a jazz establishment in Florida. This really set him on a new musical path, one that he has incorporated effortlessly into his music ever since. He's played death metal, blues, and even played in a wedding band before forming the Goldwyn Experiment in 2011. Goldwyn is also known for his role as guitarist in Montreal rock and roll band Psychocide, who also released an album this past year. When an artist has the musical range that Goldwyn has amassed throughout his various projects in life, it really is no surprise that he can deliver a solid and thoroughly enjoyable project like Avenue B. The lead single off the record is Sad Boy Summer, a track that combines elements of rap, rock, and jazz, which results in a song that will be played on repeat by the listener to soak in all those elements. The track is upbeat with great guitar riffs, and the rap component is very clean and crisp with guest vocals provided by Tyler Guest and Tommy Atomic DiRocchio. This is just one of the great tracks on Avenue B. Fast Response is definitely my favorite track on the album. It is a pure progressive rock track, and I can hear influences of Serj Tankian and Frank Zappa on this track for sure. The true artistry that I mentioned above when it comes to Goldwyn shows itself on track number 6, which is simply titled Interlude. This is a beautiful jazz piano piece sandwiched in the middle of songs rich in other genres. That moment in the record is just such a wonderful, unexpected surprise. Do yourself a favor, though, too, and check out Whale Jail as well. It has a flavor all of its own, and I'm not even going to try to quantify that here. I want the listener to take it in. But definitely, you know, this is a record that just has so many elements that you don't get bored. You know, you're not sitting there listening to the same song on repeat on 12 tracks. It really does, you know, kind of, you know, push all the buttons. So we're sure you're going to enjoy it. Let's see. It pushes boundaries. That's the biggest thing about this record that I will say, is it definitely pushes all those boundaries, and we love that. And we'll definitely keep this in our rotation forever. So the release date for this record, Avenue B, was on November 2nd. So it's already out there. So we're going to put links here that you can go and check out all the social media and check out where to get this. And definitely, you know, spread the word. So thank you for listening. And check out the Goldwyn Experiment and pick it up today, Avenue B. Thanks.